Kol Yoyme, every day, have a Meshamish to the Rebbe. Every single day, Antoninus would serve Rebbe. Machale, he would give him food. Mashkile, he would give him to drink. Have boy, Rebbe, Mesek Lepurya, when he wanted to come to his bed, have a Gochin Kamepurya. So Antoninus bowed down to him, right? He like bent down. He says, you know, come, jump on my back. Amale, Saki Lavoy, go on top of me. Lepurya, it's like this, he'd be able to get to your bed. Amale, Rebbe said, Lav Eirecharulus, Azuli, Bemachusukalehai. He said, now, you want to make me a coffee, Mamela, but this is already, you're a melech, I can't do this. Omar, so Antoninus said, Mi yisimeni matzatach techa loylam abo. Now I wish you would do this, because if I'm able to serve you now, then I'll be zoicha to maybe do this for you in loylam abo as well. Now what does this have to do with anything? Because I'm going to serve you now, be zoicha to serve you in loylam abo. So the obvious tzuchdal to this is the Gemara Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, which ironically is also talking about Rebbe. B'shaz p'ti rosei shal Rebbe. So one of the things that Rebbe said was, Yosef Chefoni and Shimon Ephrosi, Heim Shimshuni Bechayai, Veheim Yeshamshuni Bemoisi. They took care of me while I was alive, and they'll be Znoicha to take care of me. So Antoninus, he's a Shtickle Talmud of Rebbe, he understood this. And as a result, he says, I want to be like Yosef Chefoni. I want to have a little bit of a Shaychus to this. So he tries doing this. The less obvious Sushdal to this is the Heilige Chsam Sofer, and this is in Parshas Behar, it's in Chsam Sofer Ala Torah, on the Pasuk, Lo'ilu Mehem Tavoidu. And then it says, Ubachecha Bnei Yisrael, Vechulu Lo Yisir Deben Befarach. And the Heilige Chsam Sofer says, that the Gemara says above and see, I ain't Gimel Amad Beis, that we teach this pasuk a little bit out of order as well. There are times that even Achechem B'nei Yisrael, if a Yitzna Noya Keshura, could be there's an Indian of La'olam Mehem Tavoidu. But said the Chsam Sofer that Yeshloim Al Derech Remez, that the Gemara says that anything that an Eved does for his Rebbe, a Talmud has to do for his Rebbe as well. Right? What's a Talmud supposed to do for his Rebbe? Kol Mashah Eved Oysel Rabbi, Talmud Oysel Rabbi, Ksubis Sadik Vavam Aleph. So said the Chsam Sofer, La'olam Behem Tavoidu. That someone that has the schus to be Meshamish and Adam Gadol on this world, he'll be Zoycha that La'olam, even an Olam Haba. Bahem Tavoidu. He said, that's the Taich, La'olam Bahem Tavoidu Uba'acheichem B'nei Yisrael. That even by B'nei Yisrael, there's an Indian of La'olam Hem Tavoidu. That if someone is going to serve a Rebbe, the Rebbe's Gab is going to be his Gab in the next world as well. La'olam Bahem Tavoidu, literally be able to hold on to his coattails. La'olam Bahem Tavoidu Uba'acheichem B'nei Yisrael. What does that have to do with B'nei Yisrael? No, it's La'olam Hem Tavoidu Uba'acheichem B'nei Yisrael. There's a laugh of Lo'isir Dabai Befarach. That's the Gemara above Mitzayin and Gimel Amadeis. But what does it have to do with a Talmud? It's talking about an Eved. That's the Gemara Ksuba Sadik Vavam and Aleph. Kol Nacha Eved Oysel Rabbi, Talmud Oysel Rabbi. And Zoktich Sam Soifer, Remez Ledover, Ksuba Skuf Gimel Amad Aleph. Shrabbeinu Akkadish, Amad Shetalmidov, Sheshemshu Bechaya, Yeshamshu Bemoysel Oilam Haba, Ula Yeshloimar, Oid Remez Ledover, Zavoy Dazar, Daf Yudom Ades.